Today's daf is Yuma, daf Pei Aleph, and we are on Pei Amid Beis, right by the two dots, as we keep plowing through this last parak of Maseches Yuma, parak Yom HaKippurim, relating to the Inuyim, the Lamaisa elements of Yom HaKippurim, Bizman Hazeh, and Hashem, in a couple of days we'll be getting into the elements of Tshuva, and the most elaborate and comprehensive discussion of Tshuva in all of Shas, coming up here in the end of Maseches Yuma. But first we have... We're still talking about the Inuyim. So just one point I wanted to make about yesterday, and that is the Minchas Chinuch. The Gemara mentioned that the shear for Isurim, and not only Isurim, the shear for Ma'achalos Asuros is Kedei Achilas Pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a portion of bread. And we mentioned that that is Machlokes, exactly what that shear is. And it goes somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes, depending on which posig one is asked. The Minchas Chinuch notes, though, it's pretty amazing that it doesn't say anywhere in Shas. Now, you would think such a major element for Averos and for Mitzvos, the Gemara would give us some more guidance about how long we have to eat matzah, and when do I have to bring a karbon, and what amount of time I have to violate the Isser. So he says it's amazing that the Gemara never said a word about it. So he says in Shin Yud Gimel, he talks about this in the midst of Yom Kippur, V'hine lo nisba'er, d'zeh yadua. And he asks, furthermore, not only does it not say Yashir, but maybe he asks another question which helps bring an answer. And that is, d'zeh yadua, d'ein kol tiv'ei anashim shavim. People aren't the same in terms of their eating habits. Yesh memaher b'achilasov, yesh ma'acher. Some people eat quickly and some people eat slowly. Right? Even in one family, you can have some people that always finish first and always finish later. His achilas pras takes a certain amount of time, and somebody else is taking another one. So what do you do? Halacha lamaisa. Im sha'arin lefi tivo, misha tivo le'echol apras beravias sha'a kizayis shalom, oka kauseves mitzari bereva sha'a, v'psha yoser pater. Do you go by each person's personal eating habits? Haklal kol echad b'didei misha'arinan. Old dilmo, what do we say? No. Misha'arin hakol b'adabenoni. You take the average person. The average person's eating habits, ve'ein chilek bein anashim klal. Rak ashir bizman achilas pras, be'adam beinoni, pras kashir azem mitzare, falo yoser, af shehu dako lechol biyotzer b'pachos. Even if he eats quickly, if he eats slowly, he says, v'lechor nire, pashas is, because the Gemara doesn't say a word about it, it must be you go by an adam beinoni. It must be, that's why Chazal doesn't give a measurement. The adam beinoni. You might say just the opposite, that if the Chazal didn't say it, maybe it goes by each personal. But he says, l'chora, you go by the Adam Beinoni. De'i misha'arina l'fi mashehu adam, havile l'mechsheveh, it should have listed in the 17th parak in Maseches Kelim, where it lists off all of the shiurim in halacha. Gabe yeshamru l'fi mashehu adam, there's a list of items, of measurements there that go personal. For example, we had yesterday, mali lugmav. Mali lugmav is personal, the Gemara asked that. Why does Achila is that objective and Mali Lugmav is always personal? So he says the Gemara there, the Mishnah there lists what items are subject, what Shirim are subjective. Doesn't say it over there. Doesn't say Kadei Achila's Pras. And there are others as well, other sources. Then he says, Achkasha, Kiva de Masharina Kala Shirim Bebenoni, if this is true that you're always objective, Lama Lo Biru Haposkim, Sheneda Kamaz Manu. So why don't we say, just like the Poskim say, Mali Lugmav Benoni Hu Pachos Me Revius? The Torah writes, why doesn't the Torah say how much a Kedei Achilas Pras? Uke'es anachna lo neida eiz ashir yesh v'tzarech iyan shalo bi'a rubazeh. Right? Doesn't say. So that question doesn't really answer. Then he goes to the other question. And what about find different people? What about different foods? Different foods. You know, some foods you eat quicker than other foods. So do you also say there you go by the average food? How do you go about what's the average food? He says, "Ein kol minei achila shavim de paschitim ein hashava kamos seorim v'yemkein huadin kol aminim shava olam bevadi yishchilik b'shiyas adavar hanechal imkein gabi kol yisurim also imkein lefize." He says that's why it must be not because of different people, because people, I would say, you'll always go by the average person, because you could figure out what the average person is. But food wise, how do you figure out an average food? So he says, it must be you go by how each food is eaten. Nicha shelo biru chazal kama havi kedei achilas pras bebeinoni ki ein shir ladavar rakol ma'achal yesh lo shir acher. Every food has a different shir. Velo yaspik hadiyova hakomis lachshov kol min ma'achal ba'olam adam beinoni. There's not enough ink in the world to be able to write down the shiurim for every single food in the world. So that's why the Gemara couldn't have given a shiur. Fine regarding the people, you can say the average person, but regarding the food? So what's the average shear that a person eats? Shmur masa in. And what's the average shear that a person, the chulu? And it continues, says that's what it is. Zen nir la niyazaiti ms ubarur. Kiva de lo matzinu b'shashir yadua, kavaz wa nachilas pras, v'lo matzinu gamke meizamin, alkein bevade b'chol minu min misharinam b'didei, v'tainu min ma'achol zeh la adam beinoni. Good. So that related to that, halacha l'maisa, of course, is many discussions. He goes right into the discussion of drinking a hot drink. Right, somebody has coffee, tea, it takes a long time to drink the a mali lugmav. Do you make a bracha achrona on that? If it takes longer than kedei achilas, the amount of time it takes in order to be a shtia, one shtia, because this is the normal way to, normal way, this isn't so hot anymore, but there's normal way to drink. So do you go by, do you make a bracha achrona, or do we say no? There are some poskim that were machmer that said, that, well, you know, I'm going to wait until it cools off a little bit in order to drink it. So do we say that? So that is the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. He has noted to say, you go by each drink, because that is what his shita is. But we discuss, you go by each food's amount. That's not his discussion here. The discussion of the Taz and the Magen Avram in terms of Kiddush, this is the amount of schnapps that a person drinks. Is that enough for Kiddush? That's the Kiddush of the Taz and Hilchas Bracha Achrona, and that's extended to Hilchas Kiddush, even though the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Brura and the other poskim reject the extension, and they reject it even in Hilchas Bracha Achrona, but that's a similar discussion, but this is the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel, regarding the Sugya of Kedei Achilas Pras. Okay. We continue now with the two dots. Kal ha'ochlin. Kal ha'ochlin. We had an asmachta right before the two dots. We're not going to go into asmachta now, but just remember the Ritva in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that discusses the significance of asmachta. Asmachta doesn't mean an arbitrary hint. The Ritva is very strong. Asmachta means that the Hashem meant it. He just left it for the rabbis to figure out and then to go back and find the hint in the Torah. Asmachta doesn't mean, just an asmachta. No, asmachta is something strong according to the Ritva. Okay, but now we continue. Kol ha'ochlin. So all foods can combine on Yom Kippur for the shear. Amar Rav Papa, achal umsa umilcha. If somebody eats meat with salt on the meat, mitzareif. If you eat a shear of koseves and the salt combines with the meat, that's good. It's mitzareif. V'alva gavdalav achilahi. Even though you don't eat salt plain, salt wouldn't be good, wouldn't be considered an achila. Still, kima da'achli inshi mitzdarfin. Since people eat it this way, meat with salt, it is mitzdarif. In other words, even though there's no real maisa achila on the salt separately, but the result is that you are now satiated. You now have yisuve daita with the meat and the salt together, and therefore, that's mitzdarif for the isra of Yom Kippur. Amarei shlokish, sir shal gabi yarek, dressing on vegetables. Mitztarif, sauce on vegetables. Lekako seves biyamakipurim. It also combines. Pshita, that obvious, especially if you have the first case, right? So what's the chiddush of Reish Lakish? Mao detema, mashkehu. You might say, no, it's mashke. It's a liquid. It's a liquid, right? Salt is a solid. But this is a liquid. So how can you say the liquid combines? As we said in the Mishnah, mashke and ochlin are not mitztarif. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Kal achshure ochla, ochlahu. We say anything that is machshir, that helps the betterment of the food, that is called food. That is called food, and therefore it is not considered its own liquid. Right? This is important for a number of halachos. This idea of a mashke, that is machshel ochel ochlehu, number one for Hilchas Brachos. Right? You don't make a separate bracha on the sauce on the vegetables, it's tafel. Ikker v'tafel, you just make a bracha on the ikker because it loses its status, number one. Number two, for Hilchos Shabbos, it's very crucial. We know there's an Issur d'oraisa, or d'rabbanan in some cases, of squeezing fruit on Shabbos. When it's allowed to squeeze fruit, it's the malacha of dash. When it's allowed to squeeze fruit out in order to get the juice. But the Shulchan Aruch has three categories of fruits. The d'oraisa category of zeisim v'anavim, olives and grapes. If I squeeze a grape on Shabbos, that's an Issur d'oraisa. Most fruit in the world fall into category two, which is called tutim v'rimonim. That is not zeisim anavim. Those have a special status for the Rishonim talk about in Masechah Shabbos. But almost all other fruit, which you would squeeze today, falls into category two, which is an Isser Derabanan to squeeze out on Shabbos. And there's a distinction in terms of what if it gets squeezed out by itself. But in Simen Shin Chaf in Arachayim, Hilcha Shabbos, you know, I'm not oranges, lemons, apples, any type of juice that I could get in a regular supermarket store, Isser Derabanan to squeeze out. Category three is Shar Peiros, which are fruit that nobody ever squeezes out. So those I'm allowed to squeeze on Shabbos. So Bizman Hazeh, hardly anything is in that third category. Maybe cantaloupe. Nobody ever drinks cantaloupe juice. Celery juice, anything you can get in just a health store, you cannot get in a supermarket. So that, the Ramah says, anything that's just a drunk lirafua, so that's not called category two. That's called category three. So if you can't get it in a regular supermarket, lechara would be category three. But almost everything else, tomato juice, lemon juice, strawberry banana juice is popular in this country, right? Any of those, that's all category two. But there is a very big hefter, based on the Gemara, that 99% of Rishonim hold of, except Rabbeinu Chananel. But the Rishonim are quotes in, and that is, mashke habala ochel, or mashke habala mashke. If I squeeze out, maybe even Zesim Anavim, even category one. But for sure, category two. If I squeeze out fruit onto a solid, so that is Mutter on Shabbos. Even though it's usher to squeeze out fruit on Shabbos, if I squeeze it out onto a solid, if I squeeze lemon onto salad or onto fish, that is Mutter. Even though squeezing a lemon into tea is usher. Why? Because when I squeeze it onto a solid, it never gets the status of a liquid. It's a liquid in the lemon, I squeeze it onto fish, so it never achieves the status of a mashke. What does our Gemara say? Kalach shurei ochla uchlahu. If you squeeze it, if you have a liquid on a solid, it's part of the solid. And therefore it never gets the status, it never switches from ochel to mashke. If I squeeze a lemon into tea, so that's giving it a mashke status, right? It coexists with the other mashke that I squeeze it into, and that's why that would still be usser. Somebody asked me recently, what happens if you just squeeze a fruit into your mouth directly? Right? Not, because we were talking about eating a wedge. What about eating a wedge on Shabbos? Is that an issue? So directly in your mouth, we spoke about it on Shabbos and Hilchos Brachos, but that's mutter if you do get directly in the mouth. So what about holding it up? So that could be that it's getting the status of a mashke. So if it's separated from the mouth, could be. But anyway, that is the two halachas that come out from this line also. Kolach shuri ochla uchluhu, number one for Hilchos Brachos, number two, For Hilchos Shabbos. What about, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this, squeezing a lemon onto a sugar cube and then putting that into one's tea. Must have been popular because all the posts can talk about it in 100 years ago. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's okay. It's mutter because it's onto solid. It's onto the sugar cube. And the Chazon Ish is not so comfortable with it. Why? Based on a Chayadam, he says, it's going right into the tea. It's going right into the tea. The Mishnah Berurah thinks it's mutter because you stop time and it's on a solid right now. But the Chazon Ish, based on the Chai Adam, was not so convinced that would be okay because you're just doing it right into the tea right afterwards. Okay, let's continue. Again, that's a large issue, but there you can look in the postgame in Simen Shin Chaf and Arachayim. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish continues. Again, from here on in, there are the Dafim are just much to talk about. Ha'ochel achila gasa b'yom ha'kipurim. Pater. If somebody eats an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, he's putter. What's an achila gasa? I'm totally, totally full. I can't fit another morsel of food in my mouth, and I stuff it in. I stuff it in, and it makes me sick to put another piece of food in my mouth. That's an achila gasa. That doesn't just mean that, okay, I'm not so hungry. No, that's an eating. But achila gasa mamish, that is putter. My time, mashalos unexiv. It says, you cannot eat because it'll put you out of a state of inui. Prat lamazik. So that's not like achila gasa, that hurts you. That makes you more inui. That doesn't make you less inui. And therefore, it wouldn't be chayiv on Yom Kippur. Tosfos Yeshanim here notes, and the Tosfos earlier in our Masechta, a couple of weeks ago, also said it. What Tosfos says in a few places in Shas, in Nazir, in Sachim, and that is, it says here, achila gasa is pater on Yom Kippur, but the Gemara says elsewhere that if I eat Karban Pesach achila gasa, I was yotzei. Even though it's not the best thing to do. You know, because Karban Pesach, there's a balance. I have to eat Karban Pesach it has to make me satiated. Nechal al-asova. So it could be that a person might go a little overboard. Right? They might eat a little too much and then have to eat the Karban Pesach when they're kind of full already. Not, so it says there Achila Gasa is a eating, but just not the best eating. So Tosfos Yeshanim says right here, what Tosfos says elsewhere, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, two types of Achila Gasas. Achila Gasa, he says here, V'yomar Rebbe Sheish Chilik Ba'achilos, Sheish Achila Gasa Me'od Shekatz Lechol, There's one achilah gasa where I mamish cannot fit another piece of my mouth. If I eat it, I'm going to feel nauseous and I'm going to throw it up. That achilah gasa is what the Gemara is talking about here. V'yesh locha she'en gasa kol kach. And there's another one where you're full, but you always have room for dessert. You know, you always can fit something in. That type of achilah gasa is the other Gemara. And that is called an achilah. Right? Two types of achilah gasa is an important distinction. What exactly is the case here that you ate achilah gasa on Yom Kippur? So Rashi says, you were full from the Suda HaMafsekes. And then you ate a morsel more on Yom Kippur. Because if you ate on Yom Kippur and you made yourself achilah gasa on Yom Kippur, then you're already chaya for the first part of the eating. But so Rashi says, the case is, second wide line in Rashi, Sha'achal Leile Yom HaKippurim Al Hasova. You were full from the Suda HaMafsekes, and then you ate a little bit more on Yom Kippur. That's the case of achilah gasa here. As we have to say, continuing. Right, that's very shlokish. If you eat achilah gasa, so then, again, you're pater because that is mazik. Also, there are nafkaminas for hilchas brachas there. If I eat something that's mazik me, I don't make a bracha. The Gemara says a bracha is if I just drink straight oil. Straight! Just drink it. You should make a bari per ha'eis on oil. That's like a zeis, like oil and wine are the only drinks that don't get a shahakol. But if I drink oil, the Gemara says there's no bracha. There's no bracha because you're being mazik yourself. That is, therefore there's no bracha. So the Gemara says the only time you're going to make a ha'eis on oil is if it's a mixture. With oil as the main ingredient, so that's when you're going to make a ha'eitz on oil, but plain oil is going to be mazik you. The Rambam has a radical shita in Akamar. The Rambam says, if you're drinking something that's mazik you, you still make a shahakol. You make a shahakol, and anything is mazik you. There's a big discussion in the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachos, why shahakol? The Pasha of Gemara, Rashi says explicitly, no bracha. It's hurting you. Shahakol must be a different type of bracha that is made. We discussed that back in Maseches Brachos. Get, and Vayter. Amar Abirbi Amar Ishlakish. The next statement of Reish Lakish. Zar sha'achal truma achila gasa. What if a zar eats truma in an achila gasa way? So a zar, if a zar eats truma b'shogeg, so a zar has to usually pay back the principal and add on 25%, what we call a chomesh. So the halacha is, in this case, if I eat an achila gasa, it's not called a ma'is achila. And therefore, it's just considered an act of geneva. Because if I ruin your property, it doesn't matter how I did it. I don't have to do it in a way of eating. So, mishalim es akarim ve'inu mishalim es achomesh. I'm going to pay the principal because I stole from the Kohen, but I don't pay the chomesh. Why? Kiyochal. Prat lamazik. Again, it's kiyochal. I have to eat. And, for the chomesh to kick in. And here, I didn't eat. Amr of Yirmiya, Amr of Yochanan. Next name, Zar shekoseis sa'orim shel truma. If a zar eats, what is koseis? Koseis means if I eat something in an unusual way. Many times it means if I eat something raw. If I eat something raw, that's unusual. Koseis, if I chew it. Rashi on top. Kol davar shu ochlo shelo kederach achilaso. Whenever you eat something that's not the normal way of eating it, the Gemara calls it koseis. The Gemara also in the sixth paragraph in Bracha says hakoseis es achita. Somebody takes a bite of wheat when it's raw. So koseis sarim shel truma. Also not called in a usual act of eating, a mais achila. So again, mishalim es hakaren v'inu mishalim es hachomesh. I'm going to pay the karen because I damaged and I stole this person's truma, but I'm not going to pay the chomesh. Why? Ki yochal prat l'mazik. Amar Rav Shizvi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Zor shebala shizifin shel truma. The Maariv Chayes elsewhere says sometimes you have amoraim in the Gemara that are only famous for certain statements, and their names are similar to their statements. So Amar Rav Shizvi about Shizifin, right? So this might be one of them. Rav Shizvi says the name of Rav Yochanan. Zar Shabala Shizifin Shel Truma, a zar that swallowed whole plums of truma. Swallowed. Zar Shabala plums of truma. Vihikion. And then he spit them out. He threw them up. Va'ochlan Acher. And somebody else then ate them. That's why they were whole. If they were already mushed up, that would be even more disgusting than the first case. But let's say they were whole. Somebody swallowed them, spit them out. But Achlan, let's say it was a father or a family member that, has less issues with the germs. So Azar, he ate truma, and then somebody else ate them. What's the halacha there? So Rishon, Mishalim, is Karen v'chomesh. The Rishon pays the Karen and the Chomesh, right? So what? You ate a whole one. That's called an eating. So therefore, you're going to pay the principal, and you're going to pay the Chomesh. What about the second one? Vasheni, Ein Mishalim, Ela Demei, Eitzim, L'Rishon, Bilvad. It's not called food anymore by the time the second one ate it. And therefore, it's like you ate firewood. It's like you ate fuel. Meaning, you're not gonna pay the first one the value of the plum dregs that could be used for fuel, but you're not going to pay. It's not called, it's not food anymore, and it's for sure not truma anymore. And therefore, you would not pay the chomesh in that. That's not called eating truma. You don't get to pay for eating truma twice. So who does he pay? He pays the first eater. Pays the first eater, the pashtus, not the kohen. It's not truma anymore. So the first one already was mazikit, and it loses the status of truma. That's what the mefarshim also explain here, because there's a gemara in Maseches Chulin that they ask as a stira. The gemara in Chulin says, if I eat a half a gazayas of treif, and then I spit it out, and then I throw it up, and then I eat it again. The gemara says, you're chayef for eating a gazayas. What do you mean you're chayef? Right? So it sounds like if it's called a maisa achila again for the second time. What do you mean here it's not called a maisa achila? So the Mefarshim try to figure out a difference between the two. One difference is whether the same person is eating it or not. Maybe for the same person it's still called food. But for a different person, it's not called food. That's our Gemara here, it's a different person. The other difference might be, even if it's called food, it's not called Truma anymore. And our Gemara, the issue is Truma. So once it's no longer Truma, and you were Mishana it, it's definitely a Shinui Kona, so you're only going to pay the first one and not the... and not the Kohen. Also interesting, it talks about plums of Truma. That relates to the Machlokas that we mentioned many times. Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say Truma and Maisers de Oraisa is only by Dagon, Tirosh, v'Yitzar. Only by wheat and oil and grapes and olives and, so that's it. All other fruit is Truma de Rabbanan. Plums? Are we only talking about Truma de Rabbanan here? We're talking about Keren and Chomesh. So this is a right to the Rambam. Rambam says all fruit are de Oraisa. Rabbam Shita in the beginning of Hilchas Trumos. Again, there are Rayas in Shas, Lakan, Ulakan. Some Gemaras work out better for Rashi and Tosas and Rov Rishonim, and other Gemaras work out better for the Rambam, who says all fruit. A couple of days ago, I think we mentioned the Shita of the Yerayim, who says, I agree with Rashi and Tosfos, except by Maaser Sheni. By Maaser Sheni, I think all fruit are included, based on the Pasuk, but besides that, that's the Pshara Shita in the middle. Okay, Ha'ochal Vashoseim Mitzarfim. Eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is not Mitzarif. And that's why we mentioned, if somebody has a heter to eat on Yom Kippur, b'shi'urin, so the psak is going to be, they could have the shot glass every 10 minutes, but the eating and the drinking don't combine. Liquids and solids are separate in their counting. So Mantana, who is the one that says that it's not mitztaref, amar Rav Chisda b'machloka shnuya. It's really a machloka, it's Rabbi Yeshua he, and our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says in Mi'ila, Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kal Shetum Aso V'Shiro Shaveh, any item that it's Tuma in quality, and it's Shir of Tuma in quantity, meaning the seriousness of the Tuma, meaning Av and Rishon, and the Shir, meaning how long the Tuma is created for, a day, a week, V'chulu. So as long as the quantity and the quality are Shaveh, Mitztaref, those can be Mitztaref to a shear. Like Rashi says, you have two half kazesim of mesim, or two half of pieces of nevela, right? Any of those. So those all could be mitztari for the shear. But if you only have one or the other, tum aso velo shi'uro, the tumma is the same level, but not the shear, like a sheretz and a nevela, right? The Rashi quotes that they're both one day tumma, but their shear is different. One is the size of a lentil, and one is the size of a kazayas. Or shiuro below tumaso, the length of time is the same, but the tumah is not the same. So meaning they're both avos atumah, but one is for 1 day, one is for 7 days, like nevela and mace. Lo tumaso below shiuro, and if they have nothing in common, a mitzarfin, right? So that is Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Rabbi Yeshua says they are not mitzarfin; they have different shiurim. So to our Mishnah, drinking and eating have different shiurim, so therefore they don't combine. Right, so isn't our Mishnah only like Rabbi Yeshua? Says the Gemara, maybe not. Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Teimer Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan, who have more flexible definitions in terms of what combines for Hilchas Tumah, might agree here by Yom Kippur. Ad kan lo ka'amri Rabbanan Hasam. The Rabbanan over there argue on Rabbi Yeshua, El Inyan Tumah, the Shem Tumah Chadu. Why? Because all Tumah is one general Olam, and therefore could combine even if it's not exactly the same. Aval hacha, but here by Yom Kippur, mishum yisuv edaitahu. But here the issue is yishuv adas, satisfaction, physical satisfaction, vahai, lo misvedaitai. And therefore eating and drinking don't combine in that way. So therefore, even the Rabbanan could agree here. V'cheinam Reish Lakish b'machlokas shnuya v'Reb Yeshua hi. Reish Lakish agreed to the first opinion that it is a machlokas and our mission is Reb Yeshua. Ditznan kolam Reb Yeshua v'chulu. V'Reb Yochananam arfil dimer Rabbanan akalukam Rabbanan hazam alenyin tumah. Aval hakam ishubi suvei daitahu v'havlo kamisva daitah. So the same machlokas between Rav Chizda and Rav Nachman took place between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Good. Says the next Mishnah. If I eat and drink in one helim, in one forgetting, I forgot it was Yom Kippur, and I ate and drank in the same time period, I'm only chayev on chatas, even though they don't combine, but they're considered the same lav, the same inui, and therefore, I'm only chayev one karban chatas. Ochal va'asim melacha, chayev shtei chatos. But melacha does not combine. That's a separate pasuk in Chumash, the Isra of eating and the Isra of doing malacha, two karbanos. Achal ochlin she'enim ru'uyin la'achila. V'shasa mashkin she'enim ru'uyin l'shtia. If I ate or drank something that was not ra'ui to eat or to drink, based regular human consumption, patur. The bachi is in your patur in that case, right? Because that's not called an achila. Shasa tzir omurias patur. Also, if I drank, maybe as an example, fish brine, something that's not normally edible by itself, pater, I am pater. Period. If you look in the Binyan Tzion, the Aruch Laner, in Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Daled, he quotes our Mishnah in the following Shaila. Chole, sheish bo sakana, sha'al pi rofim tzarach lechol. There's a chole that has to eat on Yom Kippur. More, and he has to eat more than the shear, not just shiurin. Im tzarach l'sha'er b'chol achila v'shasiya. I have to break my fast anyway. I have to eat more than the shear. Do I have to be so crazy medactic about every tiny little amount that I drink, especially once I'm not in a state of inui anymore, and I have the heter for that? Do I say, well, I'm not gonna stuff my face, but if I eat a little bit more, do I have to be so medactic about every tiny little morsel that I eat or drink, that once I'm not eating b'shiurin? So do I have to be careful about that? Or do I say, no, once I'm not in a state of inui, it's not so... You don't have to be so medactic, because you already have the heter not to fulfill the mitzvah. So he says, it's not clear in any of the sources, but one of the sources that he quotes a couple of sources, one of them is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if you eat and drink in one helim, you're only chayav of one. Mashma, that if you ate and drank in two ha'alamos, you would be chayav two karbanos. What do you mean two karbanos? Let's say you ate and you already are not in a state of inui at 10 o'clock in the morning. And an hour later, you remember it was Yom Kippur in the middle, and now you forgot it was Yom Kippur again. Now you're going to drink. But you're already not in the state of inui from the morning. It must be, from our Mishnah, he says, that it seems like that even if you're not in a state of inui, you cannot drink. You have to be very careful. Because you see, if you have another karban, if it was two ha'alemos. Says, yesh lomar, maybe eating and drinking are different. Maybe eating is one state of inui and drinking is another state of inui, or says maybe that's different. He tries to get out of this riot, but this is his question. And at the end of the tshuva, he says, I have not found it clear anywhere, and it's very serious, because you know what? It's an Isser Kares. If it's true that you can be chayav a karban for the extra eating, that's parallel to Kares. So I don't know why, he says, the poskim haven't spoken about this, but because of the lack of proof, you have to be careful. And therefore, even if somebody is allowed to eat, one has to be careful how much, every little amount, even if they're not in a state of eating anymore, in terms of their eating. You can look at that tshuva, chelek aleph, simen lamed daled.
Where does food that one eats regurgitates
then
eats again
full
with respect to Yom Kippur?
So, for Yom Kippur, meaning if somebody eats and then regurgitates and eats it again and then loses his state of inui, so then for Yom Kippur, it might be that it does not violate. Because again, Yom Kippur is not about a Maisa Achila, even if you want to say that's a Maisa Achila in Meseches Chulin, but here's about Yisuvei Daita. I don't know what the Metzias is. Do you have Yisuvei Daita? If you have half a Kozeves, regurgitate it and then swallow it again, I'm not sure if that gives you more Yisuvei Daita than others, right? Animals that chew their cud, I don't know if it's they're more Yisuvei Daita with less food. But yeah, it could be that Yom Kippur would be different. Again, IV, that's what we mentioned. That's the poskim say, even if the result is the ikr, you still need a maisa achila. You still need to do it in the normal way. Even if you only have the result, you're for sure not going to violate. Still not going to violate. Amar Eish Lakish. Mibnei Ma, so now we have about 15, 20 lines regarding the mikoros of the Inuyim. We go back and forth to try to figure out what is Usur, what is Usur with Kares, and when does the Isurim start? We're going to talk about Yom Kippur itself and Tosefes. Amarish Lakish. Mipnei Malo Nemra Ashara Bi'inui. Why doesn't it say explicitly in the Torah, don't eat? Ashara Bi'inui. Why doesn't it have a Losa say by Inui? Mishum Delo Afshar. Because it's impossible. What's the Torah going to formulate? Heichi Nichtov. Nichtov Rachmana Lo Yochal. Don't eat. Achila B'Kezayas. Then I would have gotten the wrong impression. Eating always means a Kezayas. And that's not the Shir for Yom Kippur. So the Torah couldn't say don't eat. Nichtov Rachmana Lo Se'une. Don't put yourself in affliction. Kumacho mashma, it's mashma that you should eat. So what's the Gemara say? So matla ravoshia, nechto rachmana, hishomer pen lo su'une. Be careful, maybe you won't be in a state of inui. So pen lo su'une. Says the Gemara, imkei nefishi lulavi, that also wouldn't be good. Because we know every time it says the word pen, hishomer, al or lo, that's a lo sase. So then we would think there are two lo sases by Yom Kippur. Because it says pen lo. Be careful regarding the mitzvah of inui. So the Gemara said, no, imkain, hishomer delav lav, hishomer dasei asei. Hishomer always modifies the next words. So be careful with the mitzvah of inui. That wouldn't be a lo sasei and asara. That would be careful, like hishomer b'nek atzaras. Maskifla ravashi, nechto rachmana al toser min inui. Don't go away from the inui. Kasha. Okay, that could have worked. So, but it's not as it is somewhat of a clumsy formulation, so maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't say tyufta here. It's kasha, you know, al tasur is not the usual lashon of a lo sase. Period. V'tana maisi lamehacha, and the following author of the Brisa brought the source for inui, the isra of inui from the following limud. V'inisem es nafsho seichem v'chol malacha lo sasu. Afflict yourselves, don't do malacha. So we're going to have a hekesh. Yachol yehe anush al tosefes malacha. You might think that you're going to get kares even for doing malacha during tosefes Yom HaKippurim. We'll have the source for that, Bezer Manamed Beis. Tamalomar, v'chol ha-nefesh asher lo sase, asher tase kol malacha be'etzam ha-yom hazeh. Any nefesh that does malacha on etzam ha-yom hazeh. Al itzumo shel yom anush kares, ve'in anush kares al tosefes malacha. So even though there is a concept of Tosefes, but you only get Kares for the actual day. You might think, though, that you could get Kares for eating during Tosefes. Again, it says, so far, what do we say? There's no Kares for doing anything during Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Yachol lo yehe bechlal onesh, avo yehe musar al tosefes malacha. You might think that there is no kares, but there is a lo sasei. It's still asa daraisa tamalomar vechol malacha lo sasu beetzem ayom hazeh. Al yitzumo shel yom eino musar veino musar al tosefes malacha. What does the author of this brisa seem to say? There's not even a lo sasei. We're going to have an explicit makar on Amud Beis for tosefes Yom HaKippurim and Shabbos and Yontif, but it could be. One of the mysteries in that sugi is the Rambam. The Rambam does not quote Tosefes Shabbos at all. He quotes Tosefes by Inui of Yom Kippur. That's it. He doesn't quote Tosefes Shabbos at all. Mystery. It could be the Kesef Mishnah says that he holds like this opinion of this Brisa. And he thinks that this opinion holds that there's no Tosefes. Could be. Yachol lo yehi muzer al Tosefes malacha. Aval yehi muzer al Tosefes Inui. You might think that there's no Tosefes for malacha, but there is for Inui. Vidinu. But we can knock that out with the following. Uma milacha. Sheno heges b'shabasos v'yantif. Eino muzer aleha. Isser malacha applies on a regular Shabbos and Yantif. And it does not apply in Tosefes Yom Kippur. Inui sheino noi b'shabasos v'yantif. Inui, which does not apply on Shabbos and Yantif, right? There's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos and Yantif. Eino din shalo yeh muzer alav. So surely you should not be musar on it for Tosefes Yom Kippur. So far we just knocked out kares for Tosefes, and we also knocked out the isurim, lo sases. There's no lo sasei for inui or malacha during Tosefes. Aval ashar leinui sheyom atzmo lo lamanu. But what about for the day itself? What about for the Yom Kippur itself? We don't know. The lo sasei minayin. How do I know that Yom Kippur itself, the itzumo she Yom Kippur, has a lo sasei for the inui lo yomar onish bimalacha? To gamar miinui. It shouldn't say in Onesh for the Malacha. It shouldn't say Kares by the Issa Malacha, because you can learn that out from Inui. It says E by Inui, it says Kares. Uma Inui she'eno noheg b'Shabbos as Yom Tovim. Onesh Kares, Inui, which is not Asar on Shabbos. And yet on Yom Kippur, there's an Isser Kares, Malacha she'noheg as b'Shabbos as Yom Tovim. Lo koshakein, surely Isser Malacha should have Kares. Lama Nemar, why does it have to explicate it? Mufne. It's open. Lahakish v'ladun menu gzeira shava. It must be because we're going to compare Inui and Malacha. Nemar onesh be Inui, nemar onesh be Malacha. It says kares by both. Ma Malacha lo anash elam kain his here. Just like the Isser Malacha. Not only do you get punished, but you're not allowed to. Af Inui lo anash elam kain his here. In other words, what's the svar for that, Limud? Sometimes the Torah says just a punishment, but it doesn't say explicitly in an Azhara. So you might have thought, okay, the person could choose to do the Aveira and get punished for it. No. Lo anash ela im kein hizir. Right? It's, you're not allowed to, if there's a punishment in the Torah, that means there's a warning in the Torah. And we learn it out from here that we have the Limud comparing Inui and Malacha. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. What? So is this learning, no, the Kares is in the Torah. The Kares is in the Torah. The question is the Lo Sase. The Kares is in the Torah. So that's not Enosha Ben Adin here. Ika Lamifra, says the Gemara, 1 minute. You're telling me that you can learn Malacha from Inui? Maybe not. Maybe Inui is more Chamor. Mali Inui Shlahuta Michlalo. By Inui, you never have a heter for Inui, except for Bikuach Nefesh. Tomar Ben Malacha, Shutu Michlalo. And by Malacha, the whole Avoda that we discussed in the first 7 Prakim. So maybe Malacha is more Mekel, so you can't learn one from the other. So the Gemara says, okay, the opposite direction. Ela yo lo yomar onesh bi inui, to gamar mi Malacha. So don't, you shouldn't write it by inui, because you learn it from Malacha. Same thing, but just the opposite direction. Ma Malacha shutu michlolo onesh kares, Malacha, which has an allowance, meaning you're allowed to do the avoda, and has an iser kares, inui, which is more chamor, shlohutu michlolo, lo kol shekein. Surely it should have an Isser of Kares. Lama Namar, Swadi, you have to say it explicitly. Mufne lahakish vladim menek zereshava. Namar onish binu, vinamar onish bin malacha. Ma milacha onash vihizir. Just like malacha has that. Af inui onash vihizir. So you learn it from malacha. Snalagamara says, no, there's a chumra the other way too. Ika lemifrich, ma lemalacha shekei noheges b'shabasas v'yamim tovim. Right? Isser malacha applies elsewhere also. Tomar bi'inui, she'inanoi b'shabas v'yom tovim. It only applies to Yom Kippur. That's a kula by Inui. So, we reject both of these suggestions. What is the source for the lo sase of Inui by Yom Kippur? So we reject it. So Amar Avina, Ravina says, okay, let me try again. Just a ha'ara. It's amazing that the Torah doesn't say it. Right, we're struggling to find a source. There's only one day a year the Torah says you have to fast. And Hashem doesn't even want to say it. Hashem doesn't even want to say don't eat. Right, on a hashkafic level, it's fascinating. Okay, it says be in a state of Inui. But Hashem can't even say it. Right, Derechad Achinoam. Amar Avina. Hai Tana Etzem Etzem Gamar. It's really Gzeir Shava. Mufne. And it's an open Gzeir Shava. Dilo Mufne. You could have asked the question that we just asked. So Etzem, comparing Malacha to Inui, it's not based on a Kal V'chomer. It's based on a Gzeir Shava. And it's a totally open Gzeir Shava. The strongest kind. And that is why we say that it is unquestionable. Period. La'ai. The Gemara says, yes, indeed, it is an open Zera Shava. The words are totally extra. Afnu ye mufna. It's totally open. Why? Chamishikra iksivi b'malacha. There are 5 psukim that talk about not doing malacha on Yom Kippur. Chai la'asar, one for the warning. Diyamama. V'chai la'asar delelya, one for at night. Also interesting. Why do you need a separate makar for the night of Yom Kippur and the day of Yom Kippur? V'chad la'onesh, diyamama. V'chad la'onesh, delelya. That takes care of it. V'chad la'afnuye. And one for being open. L'migmar inoy mimalacha. Bein diyamama, bein delelya. Look at the Tosas. Yishanim here, the Tosas Arash. Why you need separate makaros for night and by day. Maybe because it says batsam hayomazeh. Right, maybe you would have thought differently. Period. Next try. Deber bishmal tana. Never kaninu v'nemal halan inui. Zera shava with those words. Malahala lo ana shalom kein hizir. Afkan lo ana shalom kein hizir. Revacha bar Yaakov amar. Yalav Shabbos Shabbason mi Shabbos Bereishis. Learn Yom Kippur from Shabbos. Right? All Shabbosos, what we call Shabbos, is called Shabbos Bereishis. And you learn that to Yom Kippur. Malahala lo ana shalom kein hizir. just like by Shabbos, there's an Asara. Afkan lo anash elimkein hisir. Again, many different suggestions given. You compare Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Rav Papa Amar, last suggestion, if you're counting, this is number 6 altogether. What is the makar? Again, what is the makar for not being able to eat? We know you get kares if you eat on Yom Kippur, right? That's explicit in the Torah. But how do you know there's also, you're not allowed to? A person can choose to eat and then get kares. So the Gemara, so the 6th makar is, don't compare Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Who kufa Shabbos ikri? No, Yom Kippur is Shabbos. Dichsiv tishbesu shabbatchem. Right, it is. You don't have to go to another source. It is Shabbos. And just like you know on Shabbos, ain't anash elam kein his here, so do this. The Gemara just ends off by saying, Bishlam Rav Papa lo amar k'Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Well, I understand why Rav Papa, who said this last suggestion, that it is called Shabbos, didn't want to say like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who said you compare Yom Kippur to Shabbos, dekra deksiv begufei adif. It's better to have a source that's begufei, meaning it's about Yom Kippur itself, rather than learning it from somewhere. El Rav Acha bar Yaakov, my time alama k'Rav Papa. So why didn't Rav Acha bar Yaakov hold like Rav Papa? So the Gemara is about to say, because he uses it for something else. But before we do that, I just wanted to mention one thought from the Amud Aleph discussion, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. I mentioned this in a drasha a couple of years ago. Rashi in Parshas Hazinu says that it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by 3 events. It says it by Moshe Rabbeinu's death. That's in Hazinu. It says it by Noach, by the Mabul, and it says it by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. By each one, Chazal say, why right in the middle of the day? Because let's see if you could prevent this Mabul, or you could prevent Yitzias Mitzrayim, or prevent Moshe's death. That's Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. But there might be another idea, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. By all 3 of these events, and Rashi doesn't quote Yom Kippur, because that wasn't an event. By these three, it was major transitions in Jewish history. Right? There was the Mabul, it was a totally different world after the Mabul. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we had a nation. Moshe's death, we switched from Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mitzrayim to Masor Al Yoshua. Right, totally different. Transition days are noted by Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So maybe one can say that by Yom Kippur too. By Yom Kippur it says it over and over again. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It's a transition day in every Jew's life. That's bad. The message of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh in the context of Yom Kippur. But again, Rashi is in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Mem Ches at the end of Hazinu. And then you could add on the Yom Kippur Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Okay, we continue. Again, we need a couple of hours for the rest of the Yamud, but we'll try to squeeze it in into a couple of minutes. Says the Gemara, so what does Rav Acha bar Yaakov do with, why doesn't he agree with Rav Papa? Mi bar lekid Tanya. He uses it for the following brisa. V'inisem es nafsho soichem b'tisha lachodesh. You shall afflict your souls on the 9th of the month. Yochol yaskil v'yis'ane b'tisha, really? On the 9th of the month? That's when you have to fast? Tamalor be'erev. No. Nighttime, the 10th. I be'erev, yachol mishetachshach. You might think, oh, only once night starts. Tamalor betisha, but it says the 9th. So is it the 9th or is it the night after the 9th? Ha'ketzad, maschil u'masadim ibod yom. You have to start fasting earlier. This is the source of mikan shemosifin michol al hakodesh. Right, we add on from chol al hakodesh, the makar for tosefes yom hakipurim. V'ainli ela b'knisaso. And I only know this when Yom Kippur starts. How do I know? After Yom Kippur, also Erev, you have to do it. And as I mentioned before, the Rambam Shita and Hilchas Shvisas Asar. By the way, we have switched from, if you have a Rambam out that you learn with, we have switched from Sefer Avoda to Sefer Zmanim. And from Maisa Karbanos and Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim to Shvisas Asar. The Rambam says that the only place where the Rambam has a concept of Tosefes is by Inui of Yom Kippur. He doesn't have it by Malacha, and he doesn't have it by Shabbos. But it could be that the Rambam quotes at least this line. But the Gemara explicitly extends it. V'ainli elu yom ha-kipurim. Yomim tovim minayim. How do I know yeran v'yantav? Tamalomar tishpesu. Ainli elu yomim tovim. Shabbosos minayim. Tamalomar shabbatchem. Ha-ketza komakam shenemar shvos. Wherever it says shvos, cease from doing labor, mosifin michol al hakodesh. You add on from michol to kodesh. Huge discussion. I think, do we have a daf in shir about it? I don't remember. We need to if we didn't. And that is, how do you understand this mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippurim? Is it really the calendaric day early? Is it, no, it's just more of a neder, a kabbalah, sister malacha. Again, very important, discussions, in the Rishonim. There is even the Chashuke Chemin here discusses, he talks about, he has a riddle. He says, tell me somebody who's not included in the Isser, he's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, but he's not allowed to eat in Tosefes Yom Kippur. Who is that? He says, oh, a bar mitzvah boy, and Yud Aleph Tishrei. Right? He's not included in Yom Kippur, but the poskim say he's probably going to be included in Tosefes Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur. Or do you say, does it not make sense to be included in Tosefes and not that? Or the other way, if he's bar mitzvah on Yom Kippur, he's not included in Tosefes beforehand, and he's included in Tosefes of, okay, that's the Chazuki Chemes discussion right here. But that is the first Shas topic on Yuma Pe'ala from a base. Let's get to the second Shas topic now. The Tana de Etzem Etzem, the other opinion that said Xer Shav of Etzem Etzem, Hai B'tisha L'chodesh Mayavid Lei, what does he do with this Tisha Lachodesh? Mi boilei, leki de tani chia barav mi difti. De tani chia barav mi difti. V'iniz v'nafsho zeichem betisha. You shall afflict your souls on the ninth. V'chi betisha misanin, v'halo be'asar misanin. What do you mean? It's not the ninth, it's the tenth. So what do you mean you afflict yourselves on the ninth? El alom alacha, kala ochel, v'shose, b'tishii, ma'ale ala v'akasev, kilu es'ane, tishii v'asiri. Whoever eats and drinks on the ninth, it's as if they fasted on the tenth. So this is the makar for eating on Erev Yom Kippur, the only weekday of the year that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to most, to eat. Not counted as a separate one of the 613, it's including Yom Kippur. It's an offshoot of Yom Kippur, but it's a din. Not every din is a mitzvah. So it's a din of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Also a Shas topic. What exactly is the mahus, the nature, the message of eating? And it starts off right here, Rashi and the Rush. Right here, Yuma Pe'ala. What does Rashi say? Kol ochel v'shoseh, v'hachi mash makra, v'inisem betisha, klomar, hat kenatz macha, betisha. Prepare yourself on the ninth. Shetuchal lehisanos ba'asara, so that you can fast on the tenth. And because it says it in the Lashon of Inui, so that's how we know it's considered as if you ate. But Rashi clearly says that the message is one of Hachana. The Rush also, the Rush says, what's the message of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Hashem knows that you're going to fast, so he wants to give you a mitzvah to eat. Right, that's the Rush right here also. Pe'alaf Mabez in the, on this Gemara, and I'm not gonna look for it now, but either save time, but that is one idea. Others, Rabbeinu Yonah has a line in Shari Tshuva, an amazing line. Rabbeinu Yonah says, eating on Erev Yom Kippur is the Su'udas Yom Kippur. Because after all, it's a Yantif. It's a Yantif Yom Kippur. So where's your Su'udas Yantif? You kind of have difficulty with that because there's a mitzvah to be in a state of Inui on Yom Kippur. So we bump it up. We bump it up to Erev Yom Kippur. That's the Su'udas Yantif of Yom Kippur. It's not Yom Kippur yet. So it must be that the assumption of that day is that there's some aura of Yom Kippur that has already started. You can't eat Sukkot before Sukkot, and you can't do anything else on Erev. Just like the Chalos Shem Chametz starts before Pesach, right? That is a din d'oraisa. Already know, right? Achilek. So you have precedence of ideas and halachos of Chagim starting before the actual Chag starts. Those are two. Eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and Chametz on Erev Pesach, both Dinim D'Oraisa. Both Dinim D'Oraisa, not Gzeros. So, here too, this is the idea. But again, there's a lot of nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rush versus Rabbeinu Yonah. So you have to eat bread, and what about our women are included? What if you know you're not going to be fasting anyway? What if you know you're going to be able to fast, even if you don't eat an Erev Yom Kippur? Right, those are all ideas. Now, just a third idea, and well, this will finish, a third idea relating to, and this is said both by Rav Soloveitchik and by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Maybe the idea of eating on Yom Kippur is what they call a shvisa nikeres. You need a contrast of Yom Kippur. Inui on Yom Kippur has to be clear that it is Inui. So if I don't eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and then I don't eat on Yom Kippur, that's not nikar. So I dafka eat on Erev Yom Kippur to have the contrast of then being able to fast on Yom Kippur and have a shvisa nikeres. Good. So this takes us through the two Daz of Hashem. We'll have to continue tomorrow in Perek Yom HaKippurim. Just a heads up, next week, Baruch Hashem, hopefully details will follow. I'm going to be traveling a little bit next week, hopefully to be able to meet some of our chevra, our tzibur, Baruch Hashem. I'll be in West Hempstead for Shabbos. Mostly Shabbos, I'll be in Riverdale. Sunday morning, I'll be in Teaneck giving the daf there. And Monday night, I'll be in Boca. But Baruch Hashem, details to follow. Hopefully it'll be up on our website. Either it is already or it will be within the day, nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org. Either way, Beth Hashem, look forward to seeing anyone, any of the OU Dafyomi family listenership, Beth Hashem, to share Torah in person. Okay, we'll stop here.